VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. Turkey agreed Thursday to a 120-hour ceasefire in its assault on Kurdish fighters in northern Syria. That's according to U.S. Vice President Mike Pence in an announcement in Ankara. This is after extensive talks with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo headed to Turkey Thursday to push Erdogan to stop the attacks. After hours of talks, Pence made this announcement.
And today, I'm proud to report, thanks to the strong leadership of President Donald Trump and the strong relationship between President Erdogan and Turkey and the United States of America, that today the United States and Turkey have agreed to a ceasefire in Syria.
Pence said that Turkey has agreed to pause its assault for 5 days, while the U.S. facilitates the withdrawal of Kurdish fighters from a large swath of territory that stretched from Turkey's border nearly 32 kilometers into Syria. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.
President Trump spent Thursday in Texas rallying to drum up support from his base in a state that until recently can be counted on to vote Republican, but may be shaping up to become a battleground state. Speaking in Fort Worth before participating in a roundtable with supporters in a fundraiser luncheon in Fort Worth, Mr. Trump called the ceasefire an incredible outcome and something they've been trying to get for 10 years. Next year's Group of Seven Leaders Summit will be held at one of President Trump's properties in the U.S. state of Florida. And making the announcement on Thursday, acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney defended the site selection process. However, the House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler is calling the selection of Mr. Trump's personal property for the meeting as among the most brazen examples yet of the president's corruption. This is VOA News. The White House admitted Thursday that the U.S. President Trump froze $400 million in badly needed military aid to Ukraine to pressure it into investigating Democrats in the 2016 presidential election. The stunning revelation by the acting chief of staff Mulvaney came after Trump spent weeks denying there was any quid pro quo with Ukraine. Mulvaney later accused the media of misconstruing what he said to benefit biased and political witch hunt against Trump. But Democratic Representative Adam Schiff, who is leading the impeachment inquiry into Mr. Trump, said he thinks Mr. Mulvaney's acknowledgement means that things have gone from very, very bad to much, much worse. Mourning on Capitol Hill Thursday by members of both political parties after the announcement that Congressman Elijah Cummings of the U.S. state of Maryland has died. VOA's Catherine Gibson reports from Washington.
Head of the House Oversight Committee leading the impeachment inquiry into Trump, Cummings had a fierce sense of justice that still drew respect from fellow Republicans. President Trump tweeted his condolences. But earlier this summer, he had harsh words for Cummings and his predominantly African-American home city of Baltimore.
Those people are living in hell in Baltimore.
The president's claim Cummings' district was a rat and rodent-infested mess seen as a racially insensitive attack, looked at as retaliation for Cummings' investigations into the administration.
We are the United States of America. We are the greatest country in the world. We are the ones that can go anywhere in the world and save people.
But both Democrats and Republicans remembered him Thursday as one of the leading figures in Congress for his strong values. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
A proposed Brexit compromise on Thursday still doesn't guarantee that Britain will leave the European Union. More from VOA's Henry Ridgewell.
Johnson's pledge to leave the EU do or die on the October 31st deadline may yet fail, as it has to be approved in the British and European parliaments. British MPs will sit in session Saturday for the first time since 1982. The agreement was sealed thanks to changes to the Northern Irish backstop clause. The new deal envisages Northern Ireland remaining in the United Kingdom's custom territory, but in practice it will follow EU rules with an effective customs border down the Irish Sea. That avoids border checks on Northern Ireland.
That's VOA's Henry Ridgewell reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.